At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, December 11th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So our regular season events for winter are finally underway, and so now moving forward, we will start each show discussing the scores from the previous week and then ending each show with the next week's schedule of events. Today, we are also joined by our head varsity swimming coaches, Chad White and Donnie Miller, as they preview their 2019-2020 season, which begins tomorrow against Carlisle. So let's get started here. So first up, varsity girls basketball. The team is currently 1-2, but has played extremely well and competitive to start their season under new head coach, Justin English. The team opened up their season with a close 51-46 loss to Greencastle Antrim in the opening round of the Franklin County Tournament this past Friday, and then they followed it up with a huge 66-24 win over Waynesboro in the consolation game on Saturday. And I just want to congratulate Kiki Walker for being named to the all-tournament team for this year's Franklin County tip-off tournament. The team then opened up Mid-Penn Commonwealth play last evening on the road at Mifflin County, in which they lost in another tough game, close, with a final score of 55-50. So it's nice to see that the girls are off to a competitive start here early in the 2019-2020 season. Moving on to varsity boys basketball, they are off to a great start and are currently undefeated with a record of 3-0. They opened up their 2019-2020 campaign this past Friday and Saturday at the Franklin County Tip-Off Tournament as well. On Friday evening, they defeated Greencastle Antrim 80-53 and then followed it up with a 45-29 win over Waynesboro to claim the championship trophy. Congratulations to Ethan Schreffler for being named to the all-tournament team, and to Terrell Williams for being named to the the tournament MVP. The team then followed up those two wins with a dominating 66-26 win over the Huskies in Mifflin County last evening to open up Commonwealth Division play. And then to round out our scores from last week, we have varsity wrestling, which currently has a dual meet record of 3-1. They opened up their season this past Saturday, hosting the annual Trojan Duels Tournament here in the Cassius Fieldhouse. The team went 2-1 that day with the following scores. They opened up with a tough loss to Commonwealth foe Mifflin County, 39-27, but then won two matches by huge numbers, one over Conestoga Valley, 61-12, and another one over Greencastle Antrim, 81-0. The team then continued their win streak last evening with a massive 71-6 win over Waynesboro. So that wraps up our scores and highlights from last week. If you want to check out our scores daily, just follow us on Twitter or Instagram at CASD Athletics as we do our best to post the final varsity scores each and every evening. All right, so I am joined here in studio by our head boys and girls swim coaches, Chad White and Donnie Miller. So I just want to thank you guys for joining us today on the Trojan Sports Report.
Certainly.
You're glad welcome. To be here.
So what we've been doing, obviously, this entire winter season has been previewing the upcoming seasons and getting your guys' feedback on what your expectations are, what's been the most exciting thing, maybe the most challenging thing so far of the season. So today is your guys' spot or time on the hot seat. So once again, thank you for joining us. But before we look ahead to this current season that we're in, one of the things that I've liked to ask the previous coaches has been, and we do this every year with our evaluations, but let's reflect back on the past season and what went well, what didn't go well. And so as you guys have reflected on the last season, have you guys taken anything or any moments from that that you've now incorporated into this season that we're currently in?
I'll go first.
Okay. I think that the one thing I learned from last year is that don't underestimate what can happen. We had a team last year that was really inexperienced and certainly, I would say, outperformed their expectations from the beginning of the season. And the swimmers really showed a lot of dedication, and they showed a lot of hard work, And that paid off for them, and we won a couple of close meets last year that maybe we weren't expected to win at the beginning of the season. So I'm going to try to take that as motivation headed into this season, which again is a year that seems to be rebuilding, but we will try to approach it with a positive attitude and do what we can and do the best with the athletes that we have and hope for success.
Chad, what about you?
Last year we were very successful in many aspects. Well, winning record, fifth place at district championships, 27th at states, but we came in with everybody returning from the previous year, and we were top 15 at states 2 years ago. So I came in with really high expectations of a possible top 10 finish at states. But what I learned the most from last year is success is never guaranteed. You have to play the season out. Injuries and unknown situations can play a big role in your success.
Awesome. So, you know, we're 3 weeks into, 3.5 weeks really, into this current winter season. And so far, you guys have had several practices and a scrimmage. You guys traveled to James Buchanan just before the Thanksgiving break for a scrimmage. How's the start of the season been for you guys in terms of practices and preparing for your dual meet season that actually starts tomorrow, the 12th?
Well, on the girls' side of things, I mean, it was eye-opening. There have been a lot of improvements already that I've seen from the first day of practice. We have a team that consists mostly of girls that swim during the high school season, but not necessarily year-round. We do have girls that swim year-round, but it's either half and half, or there might be some more girls that just swim high school. And so that is a different approach and a different perspective maybe than other teams have with athletes that just swim and that's the only thing they do. I think we're very well-rounded as our team, but I would say that looking at where we've come from so far this season, I'd say that we definitely have seen improvements technically, efficiency, and we're going to look to build on that throughout the season with dropping times and trying new events and trying to expand our scope and our comfort zones.
Yeah, boys are in a different boat. We have a lot of experience returning, as well as a lot of experience coming into the program. Every one of the boys has either prior high school experience or club experience with the Chargers or the Waynesboro YMCA. So our biggest goal right now is kind of maintaining what they did with their club programs or getting the boys that are not doing club just in shape for the season.
Awesome. So you kind of hit on my next question. You talked a little bit about goals and what your expectations are. If you can kind of expand on that, Coach White, first, just specifically, what would be the individual and the team goals? Because, you know, one of the cool things about swimming and diving is that even though it's a team sport, it's also an individual sport at the same time. So there's some unique kind of goals and expectations that you guys can set throughout each season. So what, on the boys' side, what would be your goals for individuals and then as the team?
Well, I think for individuals, I'd like to see CJ Pong get top 8 at states in both of his events. He was top 16 last year, so that's definitely an achievable goal. I'd like to see a few more boys make states individually. Michael Johnson has a great shot. Aiden McMillan has a wonderful shot. I think we can get some relay teams to states again this year. As far as team goals go, I feel like a winning record is achievable. We were 7-2 last year. I feel like we can definitely have a winning record again. I'd like to see a top 5 finish at Mid-Penn Championships. Repeat at least a top 5 finish at District Championships and top 25 finish at PIAA Championships.
Awesome. Coach Miller, what about the girls' side?
On the girls' side, I'm expecting big things out of one of our sophomores, Olivia Terrazas. She has qualified for districts last year in the 100 backstroke and the 200 IM, and I think that she can expand on that and get back to district. Last year, we took two young ladies to districts after nobody qualified individually the previous year. So I'd like to see our team again send 2 or 3 individuals back to the district meet or more if we're capable of that. I'd like to get more individuals to the Mid-Penn Championships to qualify for that event, which is
sometimes it's even harder than the district championship.
It is. Our Mid-Penn Conference includes a lot of tough teams, and it includes State College, which is District 6, which isn't in our district, and things like that. But we definitely compete in a very tough conference. As far as our team record and things like that, as I said before, I think that we outperformed our expectations last year, and I'd like to, again, be competitive. I'd like to win the meets that we're supposed to win and give ourselves the opportunity to win the meets that maybe are going to come down to a race or two, and have the girls learn to support one another and cheer one another on and have some camaraderie there, and win or lose, know that they're going to be backing up their teammates and they're going to be on their side, and hopefully we come out on the positive side of things in those close meets and in those close races, but only time will tell.
So you talked about being competitive in meets and winning those meets that we should be expected to win. What maybe for both of you, what's that one meet on your schedule that you just have circled that you would love to get a win, regardless of who the team is? And like I said, we have some great teams within the Commonwealth Division for swimming. So what's that one meet that maybe you have circled on your schedule this season?
On the girls' side, it seems like year in and year out, our meets that we swim against Carlisle and Central Dauphin are meets that are competitive. And they're schools that are about the same size as Chambersburg, and they're in a similar situation with their swimming pools and how the sport is supported around the community. And they have athletes that I think are competitive with us right now. And we've come out on the losing side, unfortunately, the last couple years in those meets. So if we could pick up a win in a close meet like that, especially against those Mid-Penn Conference rivals, that would really, that would make me happy. That would make our give our team some motivation to continue to succeed.
Very cool. Coach White, what about you?
Yeah, on the boys' side, I agree with Donnie about Central Dauphin. We seem to have a rivalry within the last 10, 15 years where they had our number 7-8 years in a row, and then we did beat them the last 2 years. So I would like to see that continue. It's going to be a lot closer than previous years. John Kessler, their coach, was actually my coach when I was going through youth swimming. So it's always fun to see him, and he's super competitive. He likes to change the lineup around during mid-meet and keep me on my toes. So it's
playing some games with a former athlete of his.
Definitely. So that's going to be very close this year. I predict within 10 points either way.
Awesome. So you guys mentioned a few individual athletes earlier with some questions here. But more specifically, who are some of those key maybe returners or swimmers and divers that we're probably going to hear a lot about them this season? Because of their individual success and what they provide to the team, who are some of those key swimmers that we can expect to hear a lot about?
On the girls' side, as I mentioned earlier, Olivia Terrazas is a sophomore for us, and she's a district qualifier that she's qualified for districts last year and returning, and she's going to be very competitive for us. I think Emily Strobel has made great gains from last season to this season, working with the YMCA, the Chambersburg YMCA, and the things that they do. They're continuing to get better and to advance. I think we have a couple of new swimmers that are freshmen coming in. Lane Ridbaum, I expect good things from her. She swims with the YMCA, and Chase Johnson. So those are some individuals that I think are names that you're going to hear throughout the season. But our girls team just voted on captains here before the first meet, and we have three seniors that just swim for the high school. It's Aaliyah Burkholder and Tiana Rivera and Emily Rote. And I think that all three of them are good role models for our team and our individuals who you can expect to hear from in and out of the water. You know, they're promoting good things with our team, and they're hard workers, and they're all individuals that have just swum for the high school team, but they're also leaders, and they're setting the right tone for the athletes that are in our program.
We have quite a few boys that have Mid-Penn district and state experience already returning. With the state experience, CJ Pong, Michael Johnson, Aiden McMillan, all have been to states in previous years. Colby Estep is returning. He got 14th at districts in the 500 freestyle, so I expect him to have a possible top 8 finish at districts, as well as possibly make states. He's looking very strong in the water right now. Gavin Vink has district experience. Jacob Schiffler made Mid-Penns last year, and definitely is looking strong enough to make districts this year as well. As far as newcomers go, we have three boys that should make an immediate impact on the team. Joseph Decker is from Waynesboro, YMCA. He has times that are already fast enough to make Mid-Penn championships. Robert Pong swims for the Chambersburg Chargers. He's the brother of CJ Pong. He has times right now that could actually qualify for districts as a freshman.
Wow. That's awesome.
It really is. And then Owen McMillan is the brother of Aiden McMillan. Owen swam for a number of years when he was younger, and then he injured his shoulder last year, so took a year off. But he's back, and he's trying it out again, and he looks very good in the water.
Awesome. So two last questions here before we kind of wrap up today's show. You know, Coach White, even though technically you're our head boys coach and Coach Miller, you're technically our girls head coach, you guys work very closely together. You guys practice together, your dual meets and your invitationals together. Tell us about kind of maybe how that relationship is and who kind of takes responsibility for, there's a lot of behind the scenes work, paperwork, meet set up with the computer program, you guys are setting up touch boards, all that during home meets and that kind of stuff. So how does that relationship work? Even though technically you guys are head coaches of the different teams, you guys do work pretty closely together day in and day out.
Well, as far as practice goes, we only have six lanes at the pool, so we try to break up practice by ability levels.
Okay.
To get into a specific lane, it will depend on prior swimming experience, if you're already in shape, do you have club experience. So we have two different groups, one group that's already seems to be in shape for the season and one group that needs to work on more technical things or get in better shape. So we have two different groups, and we take turns coaching those groups.
Yeah,
I think we'd like to both get to know all the swimmers and all the ability levels. I want to know all the girls and what they're successful at and what their strengths are, and I'd like to know what the boys, how I can help the boys. And I think that Coach White and I work well together in sharing responsibilities with the different ability levels. And I also think that in our training, Coach White may train the swimmers in one way and I may train the swimmers in a different way, but I think we complement one another and by working together. And I think the swimmers get the most out of that by working together that way. As far as paperwork and things like that, we each are kind of responsible for our own paperwork, and we share responsibilities with like computers and setting up for meets. And we have a great booster club that is able to help us with that. And we have a lot of parents that are there to help us and support us and help us get ready for meets, because it is just Coach White and I, and it's just the two of us. It's a lot to get ready for a meet and to plan, especially when we don't have our own pool at the high school and we're using the YMCA facilities and things like that.
So last question before we talk about your first home meet, that is tomorrow. You know, the swimming program probably, you know, if you look at any high school or college, is maybe not the program that gets the most media attention. Maybe a lot of people don't know about. So for each of you, just a general community member out there that maybe doesn't know a lot about swimming, what is maybe one thing that you would like them to know about your program?
High school swimming is a way for athletes to not only get in shape and get healthier, become more fit, but it's also a way for them to support one another and develop some camaraderie with one another and to dedicate themselves, because it's a sport that takes consistency. It's a sport that takes them dedicating to practice and setting their times and coming in and doing the work that needs to be done and setting higher goals for themselves, but also setting an example for other people. So I think it's like you had mentioned earlier, it is a team sport, but it's also an individual sport, and you have to kind of take both of those things into account. And I think you can get a lot out of being a part of a program like ours.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Donnie just said. I'd also like them to know just how competitive our area is for swimming. If you look at all Americans across America, Pennsylvania always ranks in the top three. So Pennsylvania as a state is very competitive. And then if you look at the districts, District 7, District 3, District 1, they were always super competitive. I'd say our District 3 is the second fastest district in the state. And then if you just look at our Mid-Penn Conference, the teams in the conference are consistently getting top 20 at states. So competing in Mid-Penns is an honor, it's challenging. We're gonna get a lot of experience against very fast swimmers. So I think it'd be good for them to know just how competitive our conference is for swimming.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining us today. Once again, here on the Trojan Sports Report, your first meet is tomorrow. It's home at the Chambersburg YMCA, correct?
Yes.
And what's the start time of that meet tomorrow?
Our home meets begin at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So 4 o'clock, come check out the Chambersburg Trojans boys and girls swimming teams as they take on the Thundering Herd of Carlisle. Again, that's tomorrow, December 12th. at 4 p.m. at the Chambersburg YMCA. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right, so if you're just now tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. as well. So as we close out today's show, I just want to take a look at our events coming up later this week and early next week before we speak with each other again next week. So tomorrow, Thursday, December 12th, like I just mentioned, Varsity Boys and Girls Swimming host Carlisle in their first mid-pen dual match of the season. That is at 4 p.m. at the Chambersburg YMCA. And then tomorrow, Varsity and Junior High Wrestling travel to Harrisburg with Junior High first at 5:30 p.m. and Varsity to follow at approximately 7 p.m. Then on Friday, December 13th, Freshman Girls Basketball host State College at 4 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse, while the freshman boys team travels to State College. That is a 5 p.m. start for them up in State College. Varsity and JV girls basketball host State College with JV first at 6 and Varsity to follow at 7:30. That is in the Cassius Fieldhouse, and the Varsity and JV boys basketball teams travel to State College with JV first at 6 and Varsity to follow at 7:30. Then on Saturday, December 14th, we have a lot going on here at Cassius. But early in the morning, the junior high wrestling team will travel to the Cocalico tournament, which begins at 8 a.m. And then we have an all-evening event of boys and girls basketball against Cedar Cliff. So again, on Saturday, December 14th at 4 p.m., we will have the freshman girls basketball team play in the field house and the freshman boys team play in the auxiliary gym. Then at 6 p.m., the varsity girls team will play in the field house while the JV boys are playing in the auxiliary gym. And then afterwards at 7:30 p.m., the varsity boys team plays in the field house while the JV girls play Cedar Cliff in the auxiliary gym. So once again, that is a basketball double, triple, quadruple header, whatever you want to call it, against Cedar Cliff here on Saturday the 14th, with action beginning at 4 p.m. Then looking ahead to early next week, on Monday, December 16th, the North boys basketball teams travel to Cumberland Valley for 3:45 and 4:45 p.m. games with Junior High first. The North girls basketball teams host Cumberland Valley at Cams North with Junior High first at 4 p.m. and then Junior High JV to follow at about 5. The South boys basketball team travels to Shippensburg with Junior High first at 3:45 and Junior High JV to follow at about 4:45 p.m. And then South girls basketball hosts Shippensburg at 4 p.m. at Cams South, and that is Junior High only. And then on Tuesday, December 17th, the varsity boys and girls swimming team will be back in action as they travel to State College for a 5 p.m. start. So I know I quickly ran through those events. Like I mentioned, every show, we post all of our athletic events on our athletics website so that you guys can see that weekly schedule. We also post our daily schedules on our social media accounts. So make sure to check out those areas if you just have a question about maybe what's the location of the event, what time does an event start. And then obviously with winter weather, you never know what could happen. And so we also, if we're going to postpone a game, delay a game, for whatever reason, we also post those updates on those same areas as well. Again, our website and then our social media accounts. So be sure to check those out. And for your information, the details for those are for our website. It is www.casdonline.org/athletics. Our Twitter account is at CASD Athletics. And our Instagram account is also CASD Athletics. So we hope to see you guys at these events coming up this week and early next week. And then we'll be back next Wednesday for another Trojan Sports Report. So thank you for listening in. Like I said, we'll be back next Wednesday, December 18th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.